For the next couple of weeks through Matthew's Gospel, we're going to be hearing of many of Jesus' parables. Now, parables and the use of them was quite a common technique in Jesus' time, especially by the rabbis as they taught. He didn't invent parables, he took them and made them his own. Now, the thing with parables is that it seems to me that in our personage, we have two kinds of people. And so the audience that Jesus is talking to is reaching to two kinds of people. We have our logical self, the self that is very often quite black and white, that exists in each and every one of us in its own way. It usually, that logical mind of ours usually projects itself in things that, well, on the negative side, it's quite often prejudiced. It's flavoured by particular things and events and sometimes persons or personalities. And often the logical mind is closed to other possibilities. The other sort of person that exists, or personage that exists, and within each of us as well, is that where the imagination is exercised. And with parables, they are really targeted not at the logical person or the logical part of the mind. They target at the imaginative side of our mind. So the place where things get fascinated, where there is intrigue. And sometimes with the parables, there's a certain sort of startleness. It shocks us into, oh, that's another way of looking at it. And that's what Jesus is doing here, because he knows that his audience, especially the Pharisees and the Sadducees, that they are the logical minds. And they are covered in a lot of prejudice. The poor, on the other hand, were more vulnerable, or more open, I should say, to letting their imaginations run a little freely. And so for the next 3 weeks, you're going to hear Jesus exercise the imagination by the use of his storytelling method, parables. Now, we get dumped in the course of our day, in the course of our life, we get dumped with a whole lot of words. We get dumped with a whole lot of data upon us. And it seems to me that there's no way that we can possibly retain all of these words that are flung upon us. If we're just stuck in our logical mind self, well, we go to the things, I guess, that are very important to us here and now, in the immediacy. And so we tend, when we talk to those words or respond to those words, we tend to react rather than respond, I think. But when we go to the imaginative part of our mind, the creative part of our mind, to use the language of today's three readings, when we go to that part, we tend to be more considered, more reflective. So they're quite different channels that are within us that bring us to perhaps the same reality. So all of those words, it depends probably where we are and what we're going on about in our life, or what's going on about in our life. But when it comes to issues that confront us, and people are talking the truth can be cold, it can be painful to hear, and it makes many of us uncomfortable, depending how it's delivered. There's the story, and I quite like it. Oh, it's a bit of a light story, but truth, I'll say, truth was wandering through the world. Truth was naked and completely open to the world. And wherever truth went, naked and unadorned, truth wasn't welcomed. People closed their door on truth's face. So truth is wandering through the world, sad and forlorn, cast down. And then comes across story. And story is skipping along the road, singing to himself, nice and happy. And story's wearing a really bright covered coat. And then story says to truth, why are you so downcast? Why are you so sad? And truth says to story, because I'm old and I'm ugly and everybody avoids me. And story says to truth, I'm nonsense truth. Here, put my coat on and see how this goes. So truth put on story's coat and started to walk through the world and was welcomed everywhere. And in that little story is basically what parables are about. That the truth often is painful. And it sometimes needs to be presented in a way that is less painful, a little more colourful. It needs a little dressing up, if you like. And to use my story there, it needs the colourful jacket or coat. And then people can notice, welcome, and respond to truth, rather than shy away and react to truth. And when I say truth, I mean it could be any particular issue or difficult issue that people find challenging to raise with one another. So we often counsel people in saying, use your words carefully. It's all about timing, how you want to use your words. Get the situation right if you need to confront something which is a bit challenging. In other words, put the coloured coat on what it is that you need to say. Don't step away from the truth, but present it in a way that isn't going to make people fearful. And there's a lesson there in every time we, as adults particularly, come into difficult situations. So today, in today's parable, you can read it again for yourselves. You've heard it before where the seeds fell, because there are seeds again next week. I wasn't going to labour the opening up of the parable. I was going to labour this evening parables themselves and the way that we handle words and we handle truth. Sometimes we do it well, sometimes we don't. But very simply, in today's gospel, you've got the sower, you've got seed, you've got the soil, and then you've got a harvest. So there are four elements there. If I want to bring it into our context now, here and now, I would say that the sower clearly is God. The seed is clearly God's word. We're told that when you read the full version. The soil was the audience. So the soil tonight is us. What's the harvest? Well, that will depend on how you respond or react to the word that you've received tonight. I'll bring it one step closer. So God, the sower, is here in this Eucharist, here and now. The seed in this Eucharist is the word that we've physically just heard. The seed in this Eucharist is the bread and the wine that I will soon raise, saying, "Blessed are you, Lord God, of heaven and of earth." And we give you these gifts of bread and wine, work of human hands, fruit of the earth. Comes straight from the three readings tonight. It's all about creation. The unity of heaven, or the joining of heaven and earth, comes together at the breaking of this word and these elements, the bread and the wine. So the seed is in a sense twofold tonight. So God in this Eucharist plants his body and blood, his son's body and blood, through and in his word as well. Where does he plant that? Of course, he plants it in us. We're the soil, remember? We are where that is all planted, that seed is planted. And the harvest? Well, as I say, it's probably going, what that harvest will be will probably depend what you do with what you receive here tonight. How do you, if you looked at the readings very carefully again, especially the second reading, it's about creation. How do you take the seed that is planted in you here this evening, and how do you contribute to God's ongoing creation? Does that seed just remain planted in you? Or do you make it active and bring it alive in the world? If you want to take that a little bit further, we could talk all night tonight about how we treat our planet. And it seems to me that if Jesus was standing next to me here and now, he would probably not be talking about seeds on the rocky soil or wherever. He would be talking about our planet and how we treat the planet. And the parable would fit in beautifully, but the sad thing is it's probably too close to the truth, because there are people who, when we talk about looking after our planet, the care of this part of God's creation, there are those that don't want anything to do with caring for it in any way. There are some that do want to do something about it, but they get a little distracted. There are some that are quite passionate about doing something about it, and they start something, but they can't kind of finish it. And then there are those that give their life to it. I think that Laudato Si, the papal document that came out from Pope Francis in 2015, is the new parable, but it's not a truth dressed up in a story. It's quite confrontational in saying this is the state of our planet. And what are we doing about it? That may be how you answer about what you and I do with the seed that we receive in this Eucharist tonight.